Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel lesson, the circumcision and naming of Jesus from Luke chapter 2. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is our text given to us this day. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and on the eighth day, our Lord shed his blood for you. We all know that famous Christmas carol, the 12 days of Christmas. Today is the eighth day of Christmas, and on the eighth day, it was a bloody day. For this is the day that our Lord was circumcised and received the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and below the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Yes, on the eighth day of Christmas, Jesus was circumcised. In his circumcision, Jesus was keeping the law. For this was the commandment that God had given to Abraham, that on the eighth day of birth, the Jewish male child, the child of Israel, that boy will have his foreskin circumcised. You'll hear that reading in a moment. You see, the eighth day was a special day for every Jewish male child. This was the day that was commanded. This was the day that they were adopted into the nation of Israel. This was the day that they became Israel. And what's that commandment from Leviticus chapter 12? And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. It's not a subject that we like listening to on New Year's Day. Rather, in the church, though, this is not New Year's Day. This is a special day in the church. For is it a day that we remember that Jesus has kept the law for you and me, and it is the day that he has received the name, as you have already heard, the name that is above every name. Yes, at his circumcision, Jesus was placed under the law. And this law he would keep perfectly. The only man, the only human being, the God-man, he kept the law perfectly. And in keeping the law perfectly, the words that Paul wrote to the Galatians come true. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters, as children of God. My dear ones in Christ Jesus, Jesus was required to shed his blood. Just as every Jewish male was required to shed his blood on the eighth day. You see, the shedding of his blood is a guarantee. It's a guarantee of God, the promise that he made to Abraham. It was a messianic promise that on the eighth day, when the male child was circumcised, he became Israel. He was adopted into the kingdom of God. But the promise wasn't yet fulfilled. But on the eighth day of our Lord's life, the promise was fulfilled. And it was a promise that was made to every male Jewish child. Every male Jewish child had to be circumcised. And it was in faith. It was in the faith that the promised Messiah would come. That was the seal of their adoption, which is what we heard from our epistle lesson this morning. Paul also writes this: is this blessing then only for the circumcised, this blessing of adoption, or also for the uncircumcised? For we say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but was before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but also who walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. That's, my friends, is quite deep theology. But what Paul is pointing the Galatians to, and what he is pointing you and me to, is this. Circumcision pointed the Jews to righteousness, and the one who would win righteousness for him, and the one who won the righteousness for you and me. That's why, as I remind you again, as you look at our creche, the manger scene, above it is the cross. For the shedding of Jesus' blood in the eighth day cannot be separated from the cross, where he ultimately shed his blood for the sins of the whole world, for your sins and for my sins. For the one laying in the manger and the one circumcised on the eighth day, the one given the name, he is the one who is the very Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. You see, the promise had now come. Born of a virgin, laid in the manger, and on the eighth day shedding his blood, and then given the name that is above every name. And because this was done, and because the Lord gave us a precious gift to the church, not circumcision, but the precious gift that he gave to us is here at the font, the sacrament of holy baptism. For in baptism, our hearts are circumcised. Every heart is circumcised, male and female. For in baptism, my friends, you are given a new circumcision. You are given the gift of baptism that washes away your sin. And also you are given a new name. For there, here at the font, there is your adoption into the kingdom of God. And the name that you receive is the name that Jesus received on the eighth day. It was a name that was promised. You heard it. You heard it today. That was the promise made by the angel, the command made by the angel, said to the virgin, and also spoken to Joseph, that the child would be called Yeshua. Actually, if we translate it into the English, it's not really Jesus. His name is actually Joshua, Yeshua, Jesus being the Greek form of his name, because the Greeks couldn't pronounce Yeshua, so they changed it to Jesus. And that name is the name that's above every name. It is the name that saves, for that's what his name truly means. God saves. And again, that's another reason why we have the crucifix above the manger scene. For there you see the name of Jesus. The one who was born and the one who was circumcised on the eighth day was destined to die. For that's what his name means. God saves. And the only way that you and I could have been saved is for all sin to be paid for. And you were ransomed by the very blood of the Lamb. For Jesus came to serve and to seek and to save. My friends, the name of Jesus is a special name, as we hear in the opening this morning. For the day will come when all will kneel before him. They will bend the knee at the name of Jesus. And that day is coming. We know it is Judgment Day. And either we will bend our knee in joy, for we will see our Master, we will see our Redeemer, we will see our King, or you will bend the knee in duress, for you will be forced to bend your knee. For his name is the name that is above every name. And by the way, those who are forced, it's the last time that they will confess that Jesus is the Lord. For then they will depart to his left, and never again will they be seen. Never again will there be sin. Never again will there be tears or mourning or bloodshed. Never again will there be temptation or evil in this world. For we will all bend the knee forever as we stand and kneel before the throne of God and profess that Jesus is our Lord. Yes, he will save his people from their sins. That's what Gabriel told Mary. And that's exactly what Jesus has done for you. He shed his blood for you on the eighth day. He was given that name that saves all. And therefore, he fulfilled what his name means on Golgotha some 30 years later. You see, my friends, it comes down to this. It comes down to this text from the Bible. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. There is only one name. There is only one man, the God-man. And there is only one way to heaven. For as Jesus told us, he is the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except by him. On the eighth day, Jesus kept the law for you. And on the eighth day, he was named for you. Therefore, in the shedding of his blood, you have the forgiveness of all sins. The forgiveness of all sins, my friends, then, is a guarantee to you that in your forgiveness, you have life and you have salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, indeed. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.